Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court.
Good morning.
The principal issue in this case is whether the FCC has the discretion it claims to relegate Internet service providers to common carrier status, and whether in doing so it acted lawfully under the Communications Act and the APA, an action that required it to take multiple legal and factual conclusions that it had previously and separately reached and reverse them all at once. The central basis for the FCC's action here is its contention that Internet access has become a telecommunications service because customers today principally use it to visit third-party websites and obtain information from those websites. And that, the Commission says, is just telecommunications. And our principal point here is that even if we think of Internet access as exclusively about visiting third-party websites to retrieve information from them, that capability alone is a core information service that Congress protected from common carrier status. Because in 1996, Congress wasn't looking at Internet access the way the Commission is today. Congress believed that the best way to encourage investment and innovation in what it saw as a dynamic and extremely important technology was to give such services separate, protected, regulatory status